Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Samach Aleph, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the fourth perek of Maseches Bava Basra, perek Hamoicher Es Habayis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Asunim Batzar of Ashivya. So, in many ways, the fourth perek is not just literally a new chapter, but figuratively a new chapter, meaning we're in many ways starting the next part of Bava Basra, the first 60 dafin, Perkashutfin, Layachbar, Cheskes Abatim, three of the most lumdish aprakim in Shas. The next several dafin we're going to learn are going to be a little bit more technical. Hamoicher Es Habayis, Hamoicher Es Hasvina, Hamoicher Peiris, either way. Moving along, Zok to Mishnah. Hamoicher Es Habayis, if somebody sells a house, Loi Mochar Yitziah, the Yitziah is not included in the house. Now, what exactly a Yitziah is, the Gemara is going to discuss, but just as far as Taich in the Mishnah goes, a Yitziah was a small structure that was either adjacent or immediately next to the house itself. There would have been a havamina that the yitziah should be included in the sale of the house. Says the Mishnah, it's not. And this is true, even if the yitziah opens directly into the bayis. In fact, the Rishonim say, this is true even if the only way to get to the yitziah and from the yitziah is through the bayis. Afilu hachi hamoicher es habayis loy mocha yitziah. Zok the Mishnah v'loy es hacheder shalifnei meimenu. Additionally, if somebody sells a house, a room inside the house that was used for storage will also not be included in the sale of the house. Meaning, this is a room in the house that you're purchasing, but being that the purpose of this room is not so much to live, but more to store. The Rashbam in the course of the Gemara says that it was used to store money or boxes that the person had. It's not taken for granted that it's part of parcel of the house. And as a result, if somebody sells his house, that cheder would not be included. Additionally, v'loyas hagag, the roof, will not be included in the sale. Bezman sheyesh le'maka gvay asar tfachim. If it's surrounded by a fence, that's at least 10 tfachim tall. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, yesh le'tzuras pesach, if to get from the house to the roof, you have to go through an area that has a tzuras ha-pesach, afal pi she'en gvay yud tfachim, even if the maka that's surrounding the roof is not 10 tfachim tall, still enoy machar, the halacha is, it will not be included in the sale. So the summary of the first Mishnah of Amoicher Es Habayis is that if somebody sells a house, there are three things that are not included. Number one, the yitziah is not included. Number two, hacheder shalifnim heimenu is not included. And number three, the roof, depending on the situation. If it has a maka gvay asar tvachim, koint Rabbi Yehuda, if it has a tzuras ha-pesach, that too will not be included. Now a few things. Number one, the first Rashbam in the Perek says, Hamoicher Es Habayis Stam. Meaning, that's obvious that the halach of this mission is true only if the person did not stipulate mefurish what exactly is going to be included in bayis. So the lawyer that drafted this contract said, yeah, Reuven is selling his house to Shimon. What's included in the house? Nothing. Doesn't say. If the house was sold stam, that's when you have the halacha of loy machi yitziah. That's when you have the halacha that the cheder shalifnim meimenu is not included. Sometimes the roof is not going to be included. But in a perfect world, the lawyers will do their job and it'll be a little bit more clear what is and isn't included. And as a result, we won't have to have this discussion. But this whole conversation is in the event of that the person sold his house stam. That's number one. Number two, as it relates to the first two halachas of the Mishnah, which will be the primary topic of the daf, hamoicher es habayis loy mochar yitziyah, and hamoicher es habayis loy mochar es hacheder shalifnim heimenu, as will emerge from the Gemara, but it's worth precapping this, it's not for the same reason. Hamoicher es habayis loy mochar yitziyah, because the yitziyah is physically not considered to be part of the house. Meaning, the way the houses were back in the day, and you had to be there, I guess, to fully appreciate this, so you lived in a house, and next to the house, adjacent to it, almost annexed to the house, was this other structure. That structure was really part of the living quarters of the house. Could be one of your kids lived there. I don't know. Something. But the point is, it was part and parcel of the house. Afilu hachi, amoicher es habayis stam, loimoicher es hayitziah, because being that it's not part of the structure of the house, even though it's part of the living quarters of the house, it's not going to be included. Amoicher es habayis loimoicher es hacheder shalifnim meimenu is different. Over there, that cheder, that room is very much part of the house. It's literally one of the bedrooms. But being that it was used for storage, so it's not actually considered part of the living quarters, it's for that reason it's not included. Even though the yitzia is part of the living quarters because it's not physically part of the house. And even though it's physically part of the house, it's because it's not part of the living quarters. And as we'll see in the Gemara, and certainly if you go through this with the Rishonim, there are nafkaminas and nuances based on that understanding that but it's not for the same reason. Either way, says the Gemara. We tie Shitzia as some small structure that's adjacent to or right next to the house itself. The Gemara now is going to describe it in a little bit more of an acute way. My Yitzia, what exactly is the definition of a Yitzia? Says the Gemara. Hachar Targimu and Bavel, they said after. What it means is an after. The Rashbam says, what's an after? First Rashbam in the Gemara, binyan namuch etzel habayis mitzidai oy me'achayr. Really, the way we touched it. So it's a small structure that was right next to the house. Rabbi Yosef had a different touch. He said it's bitka chalila. What does that mean? So again, it's kedai to see the Rashbam inside. I nami kemin after samach habayis. It's very similar to this after. Elo, the difference, however, is she'asu chaloinos chaloinos lanoi. Had a lot of windows, and the reason it had a lot of windows was to make it look really nice. The point is, the bitka chalila was a structure that was next to the house, but it was meant more to spatzir, and it was there more for aesthetic purposes. It had these big, nice windows. It was very eerie. It wasn't so much part of the living quarters. Meaning, according to Hocha Targimu, that Yitzia is after, it's a place that might have even served as a bedroom. It just happens to be not part of the house. It's adjacent to the house. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's something that was there more than noise. Says the Gemara, Pasha, Lamandama, after Limizdavna. According to the Mandama, that says that after is not included. That's the Taicha Yitzia, Koshkin Bitka Chalila Limizdavna. Certainly the Bitka Chalila won't be included. Why? Because the after is at the very least part of the living quarters, as opposed to the Bitka Chalila, not Lamandama, Bitka Chalila. According to the Mandama, that says that the Bitka Chalila is not included. Aval after Mizdavna, the after itself will be included. Weiter. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught the following price. Sholosh Shemois Yeshloi. The Yitzia of our Mishnah, Hamoichar Sabayas, Loi Macha Yitzia. This Yitzia has three names. Okay, what are the three names? Yitzia number one, Tzela number two, and Ta number three. So Yitzia, Tzela, and Ta are all synonyms of each other. And as we're going to see now, in Psukim and Mishnayis, you find that sometimes this structure is referred to as a Yitzia, sometimes it's referred to as a Tzela, and sometimes referred to as a Ta. Yitzia, where do you find that it's referred to as a Yitzia? Dichsev. It's a Pasuk, and this Pasuk is in Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav. It says, Hayotzia hatachtoina, chomesh ba'amo rachba. Now this Pasuk is describing the first Beis HaMikdash, that's the Noisei of Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav, and in the Beis HaMikdash, there were Yitzios. And the Pasuk describes this room, this after, as being a Yitzia. Okay, Tzela, where do you find that word? That's also a Pasuk. And this is in Yecheskel Perek Mem Aleph, which discusses the third Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, V'hatzlois, Tzela el Tzela, Sholosh Ushloishim Pa'amim. Now that Pasuk is describing the Yitzia of Melachim Aleph, and it uses a different word. It uses the word Tzela. So you see already the second name. And finally, Ta, where do you find the word Ta? This too is a Pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Mem. It says, V'hata kona echad oirech, v'kona echad roichav. And again, that Ta means the same thing that the Yitzia means, same thing as the Tzela means, and as a result, you see three words that were used to describe this edifice. Or if you want a Makar for Ta, you can learn it from somewhere else, Mihacha, from a Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Masechtas Midas, it was talking about the wall, the Heichel. It says that it was six Tfachim thick, the Hata that was behind the Kaisel was also Sheish, Koisel hata chamish, but the point is that ta was behind the koisel. It's the ta, it's the yitzia, it's the tzela. So that's another makar to this idea that shaloi shemois yeshlo yitzia tzela ta. The first taisvus in the parak speaks out one geshmak ha'ara, and that is who said this? Tani Rav Yosef shaloi shemois yeshlo yitzia tzela ta. Rav Yosef said that the Mishnah that says amoicher sabayis loymacha yitzia. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Bitka Chalila. The Yitzia was a Bitka Chalila. Tosfos says that in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Bitka Chalila. They didn't have the structure with big windows that was nice for the Kayanim to, you know, take a coffee break. That wasn't the purpose. These were chambers. Similar to the Yetziah of the Mishnah if you hold that Yetziah is after. But Tosfos says it's a little interesting that Rav Yosef teached Hamoichas Habayis Lemochi Yetziah as Bitko Chalila, and then the same Rav Yosef says you should know this Yetziah you find has three names, and he's talking not about a Bitko Chalila, but he's talking about what we know as the after. So Tosfos says that Enochinami, Rav Yosef's comment, this Tony Rav Yosef Shalosh Shemes Yeshlei, is actually not referring to the Yitzhiya of the Mishnah. It's a little ironic. When the Mishnah says, Hamaychas Habayis Loi Machar Yitzhiya, it means Bitka Chalila. Tony Rav Yosef Shalosh Shemes Yeshlei, Yitzhiya Tzeila Ta, means not Bitka Chalila, it means after. Why are we saying it? It's Yitzhiya, Yitzhiya, Ligzer Shalom. But really, in Rav Yosef Lishitase, the way he teach Yitzhiya of our Mishnah, the segue is actually not so good. Either way, Zokti Gemara. Omer Mazutra. Mazutra said, "Behuda Havi Arba Amis." This that the Mishnah says, "Amoichas Habayis Loi Mocha Yitziah," is true if the Yitziah is four Amis. If it's smaller than four Amis, then it's going to be included in the sale. Omer Ravina Mazutra. So Ravina told Mazutra, "Lidi Dachta Amit Adavi Arba Amis." According to what you just said, that Amoichas Habayis Loi Mocha Yitziah only if it's Dalad Amis. But if it's less than Dalad Amis, it's so insignificant, it's included in the sale of the house. Elamayata. Let me ask you a follow-up question. Gabi Bar, as it relates to a bar, the Tanah. And we learned in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah that's coming up in a few days, that Hamoichas Habayis Loimoches Habor Veloyes Hados. So once upon a time, people had pits inside their house. If you've ever seen old houses, sometimes it's like a little mikvah or a little well, and it was used for water. It could be in the form of a bar. It could be in the form of a dus. What's the difference? So it's really a Mishnah coming up. A bar is a good old-fashioned ditch. A dus is where you build out a little structure. You give it walls. So it's something a little bit more significant. But regardless, a chiddush, if somebody sells a house and he doesn't clarify, loy machar es habar, loy machar es hadus. And the Mishnah says, afal pisha kasav loy umka veruma. This is true. Even if the lawyer did add some language, and he said that I'm selling this to you, and everything from the depths of this house to the heights of this house is going to be included. Doesn't matter. That's all as far as the house itself goes. But the bar and the dos are going to be excluded. Now, said Ravina to Mazutra, Hachinami, Mazutra, are you going to say the same thing? Only time this halacha is true, then Amoichas Habayis Loimoches Habor Veloyes Hados is if it's four amis, but if it's less than four amis, not. Now, maybe. Why can't Mazutra say, yeah, absolutely, Ravina, well done. The reason you can't say that, says the Rashbam, is because the bar and the dos was never Dalad Amis. It was very, very loy shchiach. These were very narrow little wells, and it was never so big. So for sure, if the Mishnah says, Amoichas Habayis Loimoches Habor Veloimoches Hados, it means even if it's less than Dalad Amis. If that's the case, why should Amoichas Habayis Loimocher Es Hayitziah be any different? So the Gemara says that Mazutra told Ravina, Hachi Hashta, what's the Tzushtal? Hasam over there, Hotash Mishtalachod, Vahotash Mishtalachod. The bar and the dos is completely different than the bias. The bias is meant to live, the bar and the dos is meant for water. Being that the tashmish of the two things are completely different, there the halach is, if somebody sells his house, the bar and the dos are not included, even if it's less than Dalad Amis. Whereas the Yetziah Be'etzem has the same tashmishto as the bias itself. Narvas, it's a separate structure, and because it's separate, it's not included. Well, the only time we say if it's separate, it's not included, is if it's chashiv. What makes it chashiv? And that's why there is going to be a distinction. Either way, the Mishnah began, Hamoichas Habayis Loi Mochar Yitziah. The first Amid Gemara discussed this halacha. Number one, what is a Yitziah? Hacha Targimu and Bava, they said it's an after. Rav Yosef said it's a bitka chalila, nafkemina lalacha. If you hold that the after is not included, kal v'chaymer the bitka chalila is not included. If you hold the bitka chalila is not included, maybe the after will be included. Additionally, we saw that this Yitziah has other names, Tzela and Ta, Psukim and Mishnayis, and we had Mazutra's Chiddush, that the only time Amarechas Habayis Leimochi Yitziah is v'huda hava arba amis. If it's at least four amis, but if it's less than four amis, then it's going to be included, and this is in contrast to the bar and the dos, where Amarechas Habayis Leimochi Habayis Habayis, even if it's less than Dalad Amis, because there it's completely different to the bias. Here, idi v'idi chod etash mishto. The next halacha of the Mishnah was Hamoichas Habayis Loimocheres Hacheder Shalifnim Heimenu. Now we said this cheder Shalifnim Heimenu is a room that's inside the house, so it's different than the Yitziah, but it wasn't used for basic everyday living. It was meant more for storage, and as a result, it's not considered to be included in the house. So the Gemara starts with I think, an interesting question. The Gemara says, if Hamoichas Habayis loy mocher yitzia, it's so poshit that Hamoichas Habayis loy mocher as a cheder. Why is it so poshit? Madach the yitzia, which is meant for living, is not included. Kal v'choyme the cheder, which is not meant for living, certainly should not be included. Now, I would say, maybe it's different. The cheder is part and parcel of the house, as opposed to the yitzia is not. But the Gemara does not say that, and the Gemara asks it as a kasha, ad kidei kach, that the Gemara makes an ekimta to explain what the chiddush even is, that hamoichras habayis loimachras hacheder shalifnim heimenu loitzricha. You want to know why the Mishnah had to tell this to me, is the afagav, the motzar lo mitzi avroi. That even if this person, when he sold the bayis, so he set the boundaries of the bayis that he was selling. And when he set the boundaries of the bayis that he was selling, the cheder was within the boundary, right? Makes perfect sense. He said, I'm selling this house. Okay, what's the house? See, he set up like a block and lot. He said, to the right, there's Reuven's house. To the left, there's Shimon's house. You know, to the north, there's Levi's. To the south, there's Yehuda's. And this cheder is within the mitzorim that was set. So you would have thought that being that he added language specifically to include it in the mitzorim, so certainly it should be included. Kamash belong to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, who's Rav Nachman? That's going to be the whole Amud Beis we're going to see in 1 second, that even though he set the mitzorim, it doesn't necessarily mean anything, and that's the chiddush. Meaning, enochinami, amoichas habayis stam, once you know leimacha yitzia, it's poshut leimachas hachedesh alifnim eimenu. The chiddush is, even if he set mitzorim, so you would have thought that now that he set mitzorim, and it's within the mitzorim, and he sold the house, and it's in the house, so for sure it should be included, kamash malon, it's still not going to be included. Now, just before we see Rav Nachman, it's kedai to speak out. Why taka not? If he already set the mitzarim, and this cheder is within the mitzarim, so why is it not included? You want to tell me amoichas habayis stam without setting mitzarim loy machar es hacheder shelifnim heimenu? I can live with that. But he already set that I'm selling you everything that's within this area, and this is within this area. So why is this not included? So the reason is kidir Rav Nachman, and what's going to emerge when we see Rav Nachman, certainly if you go through it with the Rashbam, is that the assumption is that when this person sold his house, see, he wanted a set mitzarim that were easily recognizable. So if this contract ever had to be litigated, so everybody would say, oh, he sold him which house? Reuven to the left, Shimon to the right, right? He'd have a little bit of a cheshbon of exactly what's going on. If he would set as a boundary this one cheder that's not included in the price, nobody would know what he's talking about. You know, there's a bedroom on the second floor, right next to the bathroom, that's the boundary. It doesn't mean anything to anybody. So there's an idea that when people set mitzorim, they want to set mitzorim that are identifiable. And as a result, even though the meitzar is, let's say, Shimon's house, doesn't necessarily mean you're selling everything up until Shimon's house. The reason you chose Shimon's house is because that's something that everybody knows and that's something that everybody can relate to. But it could be there are things within this area that are really not included. It's what the Gemara is going to refer to as mitzarim hirchevloi. There's an idea that sometimes you marchev a little bit and you add a little bit because you want to use as a meitzar something that people can identify. And therefore, kamash malon, even though you were motza la mitzi avroi, but like Rav Nachman's about to say that the Meitzer itself is not always a Raya, that's the extra Chiddush in the Mishnah, that in this case, HaMoichas HaBayis, LoImachas HaCheder Shalifnim Eimenu, isn't that Poshit of LoImachas HaYitzia? Yes, but there's a Bazundere Chiddush that Afagaf, the Motzal HaMitzer Avroi. The Tab Toysvus on Daf Samach Aleph from the days brings that the Ri had a Suffolk. What would be if somebody sold a Bayis, he made Mitzarim, and there's a Yitzia that's within those Mitzarim? Would the Yitzia be included, or would the Yitzia not be included? Now, we just said that when the Mishnah says, HaMoichas HaBayis LeMoichas HaCheder Shalifnim Eimenu, it's true even if you made Mitzarim. But that could be because you see in the Gemara's mindset, the Cheder Shalifnim Eimenu is less part of the house than the Yitzia is. So it could be that which is less part of the house, even if you made Mitzarim, still we assume it's not going to be included. But the Yitzia, where you see from the just machshav of the Gemara, it's more part of the house. So maybe, although I'm moichas habayis le'macha yitzia, but that's only if he didn't make Mitzarim. But maybe if he made Mitzarim, then you don't say Mitzarim Hirchavloi, and maybe it's going to be included. So Tosfos says, Misafka L'ri, this was the Ri Safik. But either way, says the Gemara. This Chiddush, that even though you made Mitzarim, and the Chiddush of Lefnim Eimen was included in the Mitzarim, Afilu Hachi Loi Machar, that is based on something Rav Nachman said. So who is this Rav Nachman? Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Baravu. Rav Nachman said the name of Rav Baravu. Amaycha Bayis L'chaveir B'biru G'doylo. If somebody sells a house to someone else in a bira gedayla. So I think the simplest way to describe a bias within a bira gedayla is like an apartment within an apartment building. So you have an apartment building, there's a whole bunch of apartments, and a person is selling a bias to his friend within this bira gedayla. So the bias is the apartment, the bira gedayla is the apartment building. So said Rav Nachman, afa pisha matzaloi mitzarim hachitzayim. If he goes and he sells an apartment, even if when he set the boundaries of the apartment, he didn't set the boundaries of the apartment, but he set the boundaries of the apartment building, Mitzarim Hirchavloi, we assume that he was just Marchiv the Mitzarim a little bit, because again, he didn't want to get all nuanced, it's apartment 2A, but he wanted it to be something a little bit more identifiable, and therefore, just because the Mitzarim are the entire apartment building, it doesn't mean that he sold the entire apartment building. All we assume that he sold is the actual apartment. And this is where Rav Nachman said this halacha, this idea of Mitzarim Hirchavai. Now, the Gemara is going to really get into the nuance of the case, but just the hakdama to even that is we're talking about a person who's in an apartment and he says, I'm selling you this bias. I'm selling you this. And it seems like there's a little bit of a shaila here. Did he sell him the apartment? Or maybe he sold him really the entire apartment building. And what's throwing us for a loop is that when he set the mitzarim of what he sold, he actually set the mitzarim as the entire building. But the Gemara says, let's try to get and drill down on this a little bit better. Hechi dami. Ilei mitakar lei labayis, bayis ulabira bira. In this town, wherever this sale went down, when you say bias, you mean apartment, and when you say bira, you mean apartment building, then pshita, bias, ovenle, bira, lois, ovenle. Then why are we having this conversation? The man said, I'm selling you this apartment. He didn't say apartment building, right? He said bias, he didn't say bira. Bias means bias, bira means bira. Because he set mitzarim, I hear. At the end of the day, ikker, right? Is that I said I'm selling you this. So if I'm selling you the bias, of course, that's what it should be. Elo dila bira nami karole bias. Says the Gemara, maybe the case is talking about where fakir, people refer to the apartment building as bias. So what do they refer to the bias as? I don't know, maybe bias echad, an individual apartment. But if a person says bias stam, what it means is the building. Well, if that's the case, then kulei zavenlei, then for sure he sold him everything. So what does that have to do with the Mitzarim? What did he say? He said, I'm selling you the bias. What does bias mean? If bias means apartments, he sold them an apartment, not the building. And if bias means apartment buildings, he sold them the apartment building, not just the bias. So the Gemara says, Leitzricha, and the Gersa of the Rashbam is not the Ruba, but rather the Ika, the Karlo, the bias, the Bira Bira. There are some people that refer to the apartment as a bias and the apartment building as a Bira. Of the Ikanami, the Labira, and there are people fakaret. There are some people that they refer to the apartment building as the bias. In other words, this was a town where some people referred to the apartment as the bias, and some people referred to the apartment building as the bias. And the person is standing in the bias, and he says, I'm going to sell you this bias, and he set the mitzarim, and the mitzarim that he set were actually the mitzarim, not of the apartment, of the apartment building. Mao de tema, I would have thought, kulei zavenlei. That kulei zavenlei, why? Because those were the mitzarim that he set. Mashmalon, that's the chiddush of Rav Nachman. The midah havalei lemichtav v'loy shayris bezvune ilein klum v'loy kasav. Being that he wasn't clear and he didn't add language to say that everything within these mitzarim are included. So shma minosh yirei shayir. That gives us the evidence that this was probably mitzarim hirchavloy. And even though we set the mitzarim, that's not really what he meant. Says the Gemara. This halacha that Rav Nachman said again. Why did we bring Rav Nachman to bring out this point of mitzarim hirchavloy? So Rav Nachman said it in the context of a bias and a dira, an apartment and an apartment building. So the Gemara says Rav Nachman said it a second time. If somebody sells a field to his friend, and this field is within a larger field, so you have some massive field, and this person is selling parcels of it. an acre, 2 acres. So he sold a sadeh within a bikka gedoyla, within a larger sadeh. Even if when he sold the field, he set the boundaries, not of the individual field that he was standing in when he said, I'm selling you this field, but rather he set the boundaries of the greater bikka, mitzarim hirchavlei, we assume mitzarim hirchavlei, and the only thing that sold is the field. So again, the visual is identical to the previous gemara, but instead of a bias, we're dealing with a field. So instead of an apartment in an apartment building, he's in one field within a bikka gedoyla, within a larger area of fields. So he's standing in this one sad, and he says, I'll sell you this sad. Perfect, they shake on it, everything is gewaldig. And now a question arises, did he mean to sell him this individual field, or did he mean to sell him the bikka gedoyla? The mitzarim that he set were of the bikka gedoyla. Said Rav Nachman that the halacha is, afal pi shematzalei mitzarim achitzarim, mitzarim hirchavloi, and the only thing that's included in the sale is this individual field. So the Gemara says, hey Chidami, let's understand the case a little bit better. Is the situation where this town was a town, where if you said sade, you meant field, and if you said bikka, you meant the greater field, and if you said sade, you didn't mean bikka, and if you said bikka, you didn't mean sade. Well, if that's okay, pshit, sovenle, bikka le sovenle. So why is Rav Nachman being mechadish to us? If he said, I'll sell you a field, and he didn't say a bikka, so obviously it's the field that's being sold. Oh, the bikka namikar le sade. Maybe you'll tell me. Rav Nachman's case is where people used to refer to the bikka as the sade. And the sada they refer to as something else. I'm Birushalmi. But the point is, they used to refer to the bikka as the sada. Well, if that's the case, kula zavenlei. So again, why are we having this conversation? It should be so obvious that what? That kula zavenlei, and not like Rav Nachman said. Something more says, like, you have to say, it's talking about the same exact exchange. The ikka, the lasada, karle sada, the bikka. There were some people that refer to the sada as a sada and the bikka as a bikka. The ikka, the bikka, karle sada. And some people, fakir, they would refer to the bikka as a sada. Malbatema, I would have thought, kula zavenlei. And why would I think kula zavenlei if there's some like this and some like that? Because look at the mitzarim, and the mitzarim that he sent was for the entire bikka. Kamash balan, mida havale, the michtav le, loishiris, bezvini, elaine, kadami klon. Being that if he wanted to really sell everything, he should have added language and say, I'm not excluding anything from within these boundaries. The law, possibly, and he didn't write that, Shema Mina, that's proof, Shiure Shire, that really he's being Meshire, and the only thing that he's selling is this field. So Rav Nachman basically said the same exact thing twice. He said it in the context of an apartment within an apartment building, in Yonenu, and he said it within the context of a sada within a bikka. Says the Gemara, Vitzricha, and Rav Nachman needed to say it twice, right? Vitzricha is like a kasha. Why did Rav Nachman have to say it twice? Vitzricha, this is the answer. He had to say it twice. The Yashmin and Bayez, because had he said in the context of Bayez, I would have thought, Mishum, the hot tashmishta luchud, the hot tashmishta luchud. The apartment's purpose is to live. As opposed to the apartment building, it's not to live. Now, all the apartments within the apartment building are meant to live. But you have a lot of common area as well. And in the common area, people don't live. It's meant to, whatever, come and go. So the entire bira does not serve the same purpose as the individual apartment does. And it's for that reason I would have thought that if the person said bias, it means bias, not bira, even though there are people, this is a little tricky, that refer to the bira as bias, but being that the tashmish of the bira is luchod, and the tashmish of the bias is luchod, so we're going to assume that if he didn't say that I'm not excluding anything from within this area, and he said bias, the bias is going to end up meaning the apartment. But as it relates to a field, the kulachal tashmishtahi, where there's no common area in the field, right? What is it? It's just all fields separated by mitzarim, but at the end of the day, all it is fields. I would think that there's more of a reason and more of an inclination to say that when he says sada, he actually means the entire bikka. And being that he said the mitzarim, even though he didn't say, I'm not excluding anything, we don't say mitzarim hirchavloi. Says the Gemara. So it's for that reason I need it, even though I know already Rav Nachman's halacha by bias to know it by sada. And had it been by bikka, I would have thought, maybe by bikka, the reason we say that it's only this field that's sold, because by bikka it's impossible to make mitzarim. What are the mitzarim? All the fields look identical, right? You go to some huge cornfield, I don't know, wheat field, everything looks the same. So how exactly are you going to identify it? At least an apartment you can say, okay, it's apartment 318, I don't know. There's a way to give it a name, but this is not even something that in any way you could set boundaries. The only way to set the boundaries is the outer boundaries. So maybe over there I would say there's a svarim, Masarim Hirkavlay, Aval Bayis, Avalay the Minsole, Valay Matzale, Kule Zavanle, as opposed to the Bayis, where there is a way to identify an individual apartment, right? Al Rishonim Anu Mitzdarim, why the Gemara thinks not? It just seems obvious. This apartment, right? All the apartments are not the same. So you could have thought that that's Shaykh Tzricha. It's for that reason Rav Nachman had to tell me that Tzai as it relates to the Sada and the Pika, and Tzai as it relates to the bias, the halacha is going to be the same, and we're going to assume that mitzarim hirchav. Says the Gemara, one postscript. Kaman ozal hado amar Rav Mari brother Bashmul meshmei de abaya. According to who is this following halacha? I'm on the mazbalei midi lechavir. Somebody tells something to his friend. Tzarich lemichtavle. He has to write lo shiris bezvine ilain kodamai klo. Meaning, if you sell something, even if you set boundaries of the area that it is that you're selling, but unless you add this language that says that I'm not excluding anything from within this boundary, the halacha is lav dafki. You're going to get everything. Come on, who is this according to? Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barafu. This Chiddush of Rav Nachman, that just because he set boundaries, that doesn't mean the game is over. There's an idea of Mitzarim Hirchivloi, and therefore, if you want it to be 100% clear, you have to add the language that Leshairis Bezvini Elaine Kodomai Klom. Now, something that we're not going to talk about now, but we will get to Be'ez Hashem as we get more into these sugyas, because there's more Gemaras that we have to learn. But the Rashbam asks the Kasha, Alatar, Toysus does, this Tzoysin on this. This is really the most obvious intelligent question that you have to ask in the sugya. And that is, a man is standing in an apartment and he's about to close a deal. Somebody wants to buy the apartment. And all of a sudden there's a shayla, did he sell the apartment or did he sell all 200 units of the apartment building? I think the first thing you should take a look at is how much money did they agree upon? And that probably will give you a little bit of insight. We're trying to figure out, Mitzarim Hirchavloi, you did add this language, you didn't ask this language, right? Follow the money. I mean, that seems to be the most obvious way of going about this. So the Rishonim asked this kasha, and the Rishonim say that we know Einoi Nola Karkois. So sometimes people get ripped off as a shinai when it comes to money. And being that Einoi Nola Karkois, believe it or not, the money itself is not a raya. It's a very big chiddush. But really, it goes to the core of a lot of these different chayshim mishpat shaylas, where there's he said, he said, and there's some ambiguity. Does the money itself serve a role? Like, could the money be a raya? I don't know. Maybe the guy just was willing to get ripped off just because, you know, the building is worth $100,000 and he paid him $5,000. I don't know, maybe he was really by selling the $100,000 asset for $5,000. I mean, it seems a little strange to us, but the bottom line is, this is the Rishonim's kasha. It touches on a lot of similar sugyas. This is something that the Poskim deal with, the G'dayli HaPoskim in Chayshah Mishpat on the Daf and Shulchan Aruch. How much of a factor is the amount of money in terms of how we go about resolving these shilas? But as it relates to Raid for tonight, he's a short daf, by the way. I tried as hard as I could to schlep this out. But should we recap on the base? No. So as it relates to Raid, just two ha'aris, really going back to a Raid that we've spoken about over the last few weeks, Divrei Agada, specifically as it relates to the Rashbam. And really what triggered this is we learned the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara talked about a pasuk in Yeshayah, Va'oitzim ein of merois bera, zeh she'ein mestakel benoshen, b'sho she'oim des ala kvisa, ibed ikad arka achrina, even if a person is nizer, Rasha, he's going to be considered a Rasha. So just one interesting postscript to the Rashbam Reidai, and that is, the Chidah, in the Shema Gdoilam, when he talks about the Rashbam, so he says, the Rashbam was a tremendous chassid. In fact, the Rashbam never looked out of his Dalet Amos. He had an incredible, incredible zehiris in the area of Shmiras Einayim. And if you want a maramakim for this, take a look at the Agoyis Mardchai in the end of the first perek of Masechtas Erevin. So if you take a look at the Agoyis Mardchai, it says as follows, Ubeis dvarim ola al das Rashbam. There were two things that the Rashbam wanted to do for lo yistaya milsa, but it didn't work out. And the reason is the Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala al yedei tzadikim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzadikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected the Rashbam, and therefore, even though there were these two things that he wanted to do, l'maisa, it didn't work out. And that Gois Mordechai brings both things. We need the second. V'oid rotz l'Rashbam l'asis acheres. The Rashbam wanted to do a second thing. Kishval einayim hoyo. The Rashbam didn't look out of his Dalet Amos. He was very, very careful what he looked at. And he was about to go on a wagon that was being led by a horse and a mule. And he didn't realize. Now, what's the problem? It's based on a Tesefta Masechtas Kalayim that this is an issue of Kalayim. Israchish le'nisa. A miracle happened. Nizdam in Ochir Rabbeinu Tam Shon. His brother Rabbeinu Tam appeared. Amalei. And he told him, Al tihit tzadik harbe. He says, why are you being so frum? You're not looking where you're going? Some more meinecha, lift up your eyes. Vihine susfa fered likrosecha. It rhymes. Some more meinecha, vihine susfa fered likrosecha. And he quoted the Tesefta in the fourth parak of Masechtas Kalayim, lo yikshar sus lefered fered lechamar, v'nimna v'layala. And this was an example of where the Rashbam was saved, because Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takola al yedei tzadikim. So I heard this Agoy Smartchai many decades ago. And the context was that it's Yodua. Throughout Shas, the Gemara says, Hashta behemten shal tzadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takola al yodam tzadikim atzma lekoshkein. But Tosfos, every single place that this Gemara is brought, says that it's only true with regards to midi da'achilo, that Hashem protects tzadikim, that they shouldn't eat something that they're not supposed to eat. And this Agoy Smartchai I heard once as a beautiful Maram Mokim, not like Tosfos, because Agoy Smartchai, you see clearly the lotion of the Gemara that Rashbam was saved from an Isser, which is a Tosefta in the fourth parak of Masechtas Kalayim, that he didn't go on this wagon and he was speared this Inyan of what? Of an Isser Kalayim. It has nothing to do with a midi da'achilo. But on the bottom of the new Shem Hagdolims from the Chida, Machon Hamar, so they bring a Haggah. They leave it anonymous. It says, V'yesh Misha Omar, that it could be there's a beautiful tzushtal to this Rashbam. That is, there's a Gemara later in the Masechta. This is in Perakesh Neuchlin, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. So the exact context is not really relevant now. It's a complex Nachlois Shailo. And the Gemara says that the Amor Rav Elish was about to paskin in Hilchas Nachlis, not like the Maskana of that Gemara. Rava was there, and when Rava saw that Rav Elish was about to issue the wrong psak, Amalei, he told him, Daini dechatzatz tahochi daini. Dayonim that don't know what they're doing, they paskin this way. You're about to make a terrible mistake. He said, it's keneged asugya. And Ichsif, the Gemara says, when Rav Elish heard this, Ichsif, he felt very bad. He was embarrassed. Kari aleo. So Rava told him, you don't have to feel bad. The pasuk says, Ani Hashem be'ita achishem. That's what the pasuk says. And as a result, you don't have to be ichsit, you don't have to feel bad. If you look at the Rashbam explains the Gemara as follows. The Rav Elish felt very bad because his hergish was that if Rava wasn't here, he would have made a mistake. And he would have issued the wrong psak, and it would have been terrible. So Rava was menachem him. And Rava told him like this, Ani Hashem, be'ita achishenu, be'ez sha'atzadikim tzricha liyeshua. At a time that a tzadik needs a Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamsi lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that he will have the Yeshua, that nothing bad will happen. Af ato, ani yoidea b'choshem yoylam loibasa, that there was no way a takola was ever going to happen. And that's good for why I was here to protect you. I mean, Rav Elish said, what would have been if Rava wasn't here? So Rava told him, no, you don't chab, that's why I was here. I was here to save you, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring any takola al yudei tzadik. Thus, Hester Rashbam says in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the way he explains the Gemara, some muchach, that's pshat in the Gemara. But that's the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara, that Rava was telling Rav Elish, they have nothing to be worried about. It was never going to come l'idei takolo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not going to allow a takolo to come to a tzaddik. Now, this sugi over here wasn't midi d'achilo. What was the sugi? This was a question of paskiting the wrong shayla. But the Rashbam says that this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches the tzaddik, the in HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takolo al yodo, it's true even if it's not midi d'achilo. So he said, half of a fellow. He said, the Rashbam l'shitosoi, who was mefarish the Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis by Rav Elish and Rava, that ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takola al yodah shal tzadikim is true, even laban midah d'achilo. So the Rashbam went with a tmimus. He said, I'm a shvali nayim, v'oitzim ein of mirois b'ra, I'm not going to look where I'm going. And he said, I have betochen that I'm going to be protected. But who is Nizam Eloi? Who gave him Musa? Rabbeinu Tam. If you look up every one of those Tosfos and where Tosfos says it's Midat Achila, you know it is? It's Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam. So he said it was the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam L'shitasayu. The Rashbam in this Ma'is has betochen L'shitasayu. Because he knows he has a Shmira. Who comes to give him Musa? Rabbeinu Tam. He says, Somar Meinecha. He says, V'hine Sus Foferu L'krasach. You have to be careful. You have to know where you're going. And that was the Musa that he gave him. I don't know. I saw this pshat. I thought if this was my pshat, I would not have left it anonymous. I wasn't sure why on the bottom it says, Yesh Mishaimer, Ich Weiss, Tein Lechachem, you can use your own imagination. But I was talking to Yedidi, Rav Shmuel Reuven Grossman, and I told him over the svar that I saw. I said, this is Mamish V'divrei Pi Chachem Chein. So he told me on the spot. He said, Rav Nosson Gestetner, Zeich Tzadik Levrocha, he used to speak every Matzah Shabbos, and he would say Sipurei Tzadikim. That's what he used to say. Kamina Gachsidim. He would say Sipurei Tzadikim on Matzah Shabbos. And he said it was the Yartzeit of Rabbeinu Tam, and he remembers he once said over this exact Cheshmet. He said, I'll see if I could track it down. And 5 minutes later, he emailed it to me from Yitzhak Chachma, word for word from Nosson Gestetner. So I don't know if that's who they're not quoting for some reason. I can't imagine why, but I'll call upon him. Rav Nosson Gestetner Zicher said this, Nakuda, this, the Shitasai, between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, Mamish V'divrei Pi Chacham Chen. That's the first star. The second star is that I had this hergish that it feels like throughout the beginning of Bava Basra, I mean beginning, it's 2 months, two intense months, there was a lot of mention of the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically, the Masechta began talking about the Beis HaMikdash, right? Perek HaShutvin, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, Hurdis. Whoever didn't see Binyan Hurdis never saw a beautiful Binyan in his life. Gadol Yir covered Habayis HaAchrim and Arishayim. Right? Perek HaShutvin started very, very much talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Cheskes HaBatim ended talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Imeshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yimini, Kolam Saba, Yerushalayim, Zoyche Beroya B'Simchasa. I don't know. Wasn't sure if it's punked or is there something here. There may be a little bit of a tzushtal above my pay grade, but just one Zayir HaKadosh. And we're going to end with this. The Zayir is in Parshas Balak. It says as follows. Vayar Balak. Zok the Zayir. Rab Chizki HaPasach. Koya Mar Hashem. Shimru Mishpat. Vasu Tztaka. Ki Kroiva Yeshuasi Lavoi. So said Rav Chizkiya, Kame Chavivin Yisrael, Kame Kutcha Berichu. The Aval gav the Inun Chavu Kamei, even though the Yidin do Averis, V'chavin Kamei B'chol Zimna and Zimna, and sometimes they always do Averis, Iyu Avaloin Yisrael's Dainas Kishkagis. If the Yidin do Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make this Dainas Kishkagis. That's if we do Tshuva Meyira, and if we do Tshuva Meyahava, then this Dainas are even going to be Shuyas. And then Rav Chizkiya continued. He said, V'hachi Amar Rav Hamnuna Saba. Listen to what Rav Hamnuna Saba said. This is mamash fascinating. He said, Tlos Bavei Dino, Takinu Rabbanim B'Sidrei Masnisa. There are three bavis with regards to Chosha Mishpat that we find in Shas. Chada Kadmisa, the first bava, what we know as bava kama, is Barba of Isnezikin. Hashar Vabar Amava Vahever. Tinyana, the second of the bavis, is Talis Dishtakach. Shnai Moichsim B'Talis, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzasiya, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzasiya. There was a Talis that was found. Tlisa, the third bava is shutfin, it's perikas shutfin, the raza da'aveda. So what's raza da'aveda? So if you look here on the side of the new zayas, so it seems that there's a shaila, if you're even supposed to be geiris raza da'aveda. But that teretz tzvi, one of the mefarshei hazayas says, yeah, he's supposed to be geiris raza da'aveda, and raza da'aveda is referring to perik cheskes abatim. And what does perik cheskes abatim have to do with raza da'aveda? It's because in cheskes abatim, what happens? Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, what are you doing in my property? He says, your property is my property. He says, I'm the Marakam. He says, yeah, but I bought it from you. He says, where's your shtar? I lost my shtar. And Cheskes HaBatim, which is all predicated on this guy having lost his shtar, it's already 3 years, so it's called Raza David. But either way, he said, Rav Hamnuna Saba, there's three buffers. Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Bava Kama is the Arbava Yisazikin. Hashnar V'Abar V'Amava V'Heaven. Bava Metzia is Talis Dishtakach. And the third is Perikas Shutfin, and then Raza Daveda, which is Cheskes Abatim. My time, what's the soid of all this? What's the pnimius? Because a yid could do averus. But then if he does tshuva, Kadosh Baruch is going to be mekabelus tshuva. The inu, the sidru, maslis, and the tlas above, hachis sidru. And it's for that reason they were mesader these three bavis based on that theme, and not just based on that theme, but really based on a pasuk. Oirich dekra nachtu. The pasuk says, al kol dvar pesha. Al Shor, Al Chamor, Al Se, Al Salmo, Al Kol Aveda Asheyem Arkiuze, Ad Ho Elohim Yovit Vashneim, Asher Yashion Elohim Yishalim Shnaim Lireyeh, says the Zohar. Al Kol Dvar Pesha. What does the Pesha mean? Pesha is referring to the Averis that the Yidden do. Pshoim, these are Averis Bemezit. And that is Mirumiz in Bavakama. Al Kol Dvar Pesha, what comes next? Al Shor, Al Chamor, Al Se, Al Salmo, Dob Bavakama. The hachi hu be'inun milin. Right, that is Bava Kama. How does Bava Kama start? Al Ba'arvis Nezikim. When we started Bava Kama, we spoke out the Chassam Sofer's psicha to Bava Kama, where he quotes from the Ramah Mifano, that the Ramah Mifano said that Ba'arvis Nezikim are the four klippis and the four Nezikim, all the tsaras come from the averus that we do, and these are the Ba'arvis Nezikim. So the first part of the pasuk is referring to that. What's next? Al Salmo da Bava Metzia. Salmo's Bava Metzia. Next word in the pasuk. And what happened? What happened was the Yidden did Averis. And because we do Averis, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, so we got lost. We're lost. We're Kiseh Oyved, right? We're lost in Golas. But if we do Tshuva, and we work, and whether it's Tshuva Meyira, or whether it's Tshuva Me'ahava, our Tshuva will be Neskayim, which means there'll be a time where we'll be found. It's going to be Zeh Oymer Ani Mitzasiyah, V'Sneh Oymer Ani Mitzasiyah. Al Kol Aveda, Da Bava Tlisa, Da Oyrach Kra Nakto. And the way they explain it is, what's the end of the Pasuk? Adu Elohim Yovei Dvar Shneim. Shneim are the Shutfin. These are the Shneim. And that's Bava Basra. So again, this is above my pay grade. But the Zohar Kadosh says as follows, that the three Bavas are Merumas in this Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. And not just that, it tells the story a little bit of the trajectory of the Jewish people. Bava Kama is Darba Ovis Nezikin, Al Ashor, Bar, Mave, Heva, we do Averis, and it brings a lot of Ketrugin. And we're lost. But at the same time, if we do Tshuva, we'll be found. And what happens if we do Tshuva and we're found? Ultimately, we're going to become Shutfin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we're Shutfin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will mean that our Tshuva is going to be in the sky. Bava Basra and Befrat, Perikas Shutfin and Perik Cheskas Abatim, Shutfin and Rosa da Aveda, they symbolize this idea that we could do Averis, but at the same time, if we do Tshuva, our Tshuva will be Neskayim. And that was the way Rav Chizkiya used to start Parshas Balak from all Parshas. Koy Amar Hashem, Shimru Mishpat V'asu Tztaka, Ki Krei V'Yeshuasi Lavoi. And he would get inspiration from the three Bavas. Bava Kama, you do Averis, you're in trouble, you're lost, you do Tshuva, Bava Metzia, Shnai Moichs and the Talis, this lost Talis, Zoyimra, Nimitzasiyah, Vezoyimra, Nimitzasiyah. And then the Tshuva is going to be Neskayim, it's going to be a Shutfin, you'll be a Shutfin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll be Zoycha to Raza Da Aveda. And this was Rav Chizkiya's inspiration, this was Rav Amnuna Saba's inspiration. But here's the point, Perik HaShutfin and Perik Cheskes HaBatim, that's the Krevi Yeshuasi Lavoi. That shows that we do Tshuva and we can become Shutfin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was thinking, what's Raza Da Aveda? So this is way above my pay grade. I don't even know if you're allowed to take a stab at it. But could be Rosa Daveda is that what happens in Cheskes Abatim? In Cheskes Abatim, you lost your star. If you lost your star, they should throw you out of court. It should be game over. Or Besadar Metzias, that even though you lost, Besfaloyrin, you lost your star, it doesn't matter. You're still a Mochzik. You still end up getting your karka. The Rosa Daveda, that's a shtickle soy. That you could be Faloyrin and Afilo in the Matzav of Aveda, you're still going to walk away Zakai Bedin. But the bottom line is Hashutfin and Rosa Daveda are the third bava, which is the bava where it's Dainus Nasin Shkogis, where it's Dainus Nasin Suyos, where our Tshuva was read in the sky, and where we were found, and we become Shutfin with a Kadosh Baruch, and the fact that we're lost, it's fine. Even in a matzav of being in Gansa Faler, and everything's okay, you start with the Beis HaMikdash, we end with the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Krovi Yeshuasi Lavoi that Reb Chizkiya said in the Zohar and Parshas Balak. If you want to look it up, it's Daf Kuf Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph. Maybe a little bit of Pnimius, either way, definitely Matzah Shabbos thing, and we'll stop it.